You're listening to SBS News.
6 weeks after the brutal killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, United States President Donald Trump confirms Turkey has given the White House an audio tape of what happened. But the president has told Fox News he has not listened to the graphic contents and does not need to.
Because it's a suffering tape. It's a terrible tape. I've been fully briefed on it. There's no reason for me to hear it. In fact, I said to the people, should I? They said, you really shouldn't. There's no reason. I know everything that went on the tape without having to.
And what happened?
It was very violent, very vicious, and terrible.
Mr. Trump was then asked if Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had lied to him about the Saudi involvement.
I don't know. You know, who can really know? But I can say this. He's got many people now that say he had no knowledge.
Do you just live with it because you need him?
Well, will anybody really know? All right. Will anybody really know? But he did have certainly people that were reasonably close to him and close to him that were probably involved. You saw we put on very heavy sanctions, massive sanctions on a large group of people from Saudi Arabia. But at the same time, we do have an ally, and I want to stick with an ally that in many ways has been very good.
But as President Trump hedges on what his reaction will be in a report due out on Tuesday, there is growing disquiet among US politicians on both sides of politics about his response. Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff has told the US television network ABC Mr. Trump must condemn Saudi Arabia as soon as possible.
The president needs to listen to what our intelligence community has to say, what our best professionals' assessment is. And it's vitally important that this administration not allow itself to become part of any Saudi cover-up, any cover-up generally, any cover-up of the Crown Prince's involvement.
The U.S. Central Intelligence Agency has concluded the Crown Prince ordered the killing. Mr. Trump has previously labelled conclusions Mohammed bin Salman was behind the plot as very premature. But even the president's closest political allies are warning him now against siding with the Saudi rulers. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham has offered a damning assessment of the Crown Prince.
He is going to be the face and the voice of Saudi Arabia going forward. I think the kingdom will have a hard time on the world stage. They're an important ally, but when it comes to the Crown Prince, he's irrational, he's unhinged, and I think he's done a lot of damage to the relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia, and I have no intention of working with him ever again. It's clearly this guy's a wrecking ball when it comes to the Middle East and a relationship with the United States, and I hate to say that because I had a lot of hope for him for being the reformer that Saudi Arabia needs, but that ship has sailed as far as Lindsey Graham's concerned.
Adam Schiff says it is difficult to conceive the murder of such a prominent Saudi government critic could have been carried out without the Crown Prince's knowledge.
And it is certainly testing the proposition that the enemy of our enemy is our friend. Iran is an enemy. Saudi Arabia is important in pushing back against Iran. That doesn't make Saudi Arabia a friend. Our friends don't murder journalists.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.